So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
I got the new theme song. I don't know if I showed it to you guys, but
no, we're waiting. I want to hear it once I play the first episode of the next season.
You want to be surprised?
Yeah. I'll hit you with this is Dookie Butter.
Diarrhea on the beat. Speaking, someone was just named, we're watching
don't even say
Love Island.
Season four.
Four, episode one. There was someone named Sydney on that reminded me. You guys getting Sydney Sweeney's bathwater? Do you guys see that?
Dude, what? The Dr. Squatch collab? Yeah. I'm actually on the wait list.
I believe it.
No, I'm not on the wait list.
Yeah, me either.
Somebody posted the Google Trends for like, can I drink bathwater? And they're up like 10,000% the last like 2 weeks.
That's funny.
Classic.
Crazy. Rob, we were talking, if we had a band, what position would you play?
Probably
Downward Dog.
Huh? What?
Dang, who's that one? Get that body out of ya.
Like what instrument would I play?
Yeah, yeah. What's your role?
Maybe drums. I'd probably learn drums just to be in
it
a
looks
band.
Fun. It looks really fun.
Yeah. Definitely.
Dude, that chick is modified. It looks hot, though. She got full bolt-ons on that one. All the car parts, exhaust,
intake. She comes with an instruction manual, that one.
Make sure she's tuned. She might blow the motor.
Goodness gracious. All right. This is going to be the most distracting episode we've ever recorded.
Okay, so Rob's on drums. Blake's on skin flute.
No. So
he's singing.
I was about to say, dude, I'm the vocalist. And then James, what do you think James is? Bass or guitar?
He's definitely guitar.
Guitar?
Oh, yeah.
I only played guitar for like 20 years.
I can see him slapping the bass.
I'll do both. If you're singing, you got to play bass, though. So it's easy.
Bum, 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 I don't want to have no instrument. I just want to scream into a microphone.
No. But then we'll be a trio. And that way it's just three of us. We don't have to have a fourth.
Wait, isn't that gay if there's only three in a band?
No.
Isn't that a thing?
No. It's what's gay is two dudes in a convertible. Everyone knows that. Three dudes in a band, not gay. Two dudes in a convertible, gay. I don't make the rules. Bitches love Jeeps, dude.
Why is that?
I don't know. Bitches that love Jeeps. I hate Jeeps.
And like they're so unreliable.
Dude, it's not an Orange County thing though. That's Orange County, like the girl car for Orange County is the fucking G-Wagon.
If you can
afford
it. That's
like the ultimate fucking girl car.
That's so expensive, yeah.
Well, yeah, but like, you know.
Girls love SUVs,
is it,
though.
When you think about it, though, is a G-Wagon that much more than a fucking Wrangler?
Dude, that blonde one's...
Yes.
Yes? Huh? Like, you could get like a base...
A G-Wagon?
A base model G-Wagon versus like a Wrangler. Okay, like,
How much is a base model G-Wagon?
I think a base model G-Wagon is like...
A G500 or a G550, how much is that?
Like, I'm saying the lowest base model G-Wagon is probably...
You're not getting a G63?
140?
No. My cousin had that one, and that car is actually sick.
I say like 140.
No.
Over 100
for
sure.
The base model?
I'm calling 100.
No.
Over 100 for sure.
I think it's much less than you guys think. I think it's like closer to... I would say 65, 70 for the base.
Okay, and a Jeep Wrangler is probably like 40-something.
Yeah,
I think a base is big, but yeah, it's probably
girls
like,
want the hard top.
It's probably like 45-50 or whatever, but like, yeah, like that's the thing though with the Wranglers, like you get like modify it, and then it's like the one that the girls want is modified,
but
it's not the base model. But I think a base model G-Wagon is less than you guys think.
G550 starts at 148.
Yeah,
does it actually?
That's not even the AMG.
Yeah, 140. Yeah.
That's
are you fucking
a 2025 G550
40?
And if I'm in that, I'm getting the fucking AMG.
If I'm spending that much,
well, I was about to say,
I'm
like,
getting something else.
I was about to say, like, 150. We're talking like Lambo base model.
We're talking like Gallardo or what's the Huracan
GT3 RS?
Yeah,
maybe a GT5
11 turbo.
Yeah, that's really not that. That's way more than I thought.
G63 starts at 186. Dude, I'm getting that.
I was about to say, why wouldn't you just get the fucking G-Wag? Why wouldn't you get the AMG package? If you're going to spend fucking 144 for the base, like, why wouldn't you just...
What's another 20 grand?
What's another 20 grand? Yeah, seriously.
At that ballpark? Yeah, I don't know. It's what would you spend 150,000 on?
Probably not a Mercedes.
Probably not a car.
It's got to be a car. You're given a coupon for one car. Maximum 150,000, no change.
Well, like...
Maybe you could buy two cars. Should we do two cars?
No.
You could buy two or three or four, but how many are you got?
Like, you have a budget of 150. What are you getting? I'm still probably, because, like, dude, I just love S-Classes. So I would literally put all of my money into the best S-Class possible.
I love S-Classes.
Can I get a car and build it out the rest
of
the
your
way?
Own money, but you can't.
Oh, I
you
can't use.
No, the voucher is for a car.
Off the lot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get a Porsche.
Why not a fucking Raptor or like a TRX or something? If you're a truck
dude,
guy,
you would love a Raptor, Rob.
A TRX,
you would
those
love
are cool.
A Raptor, dude. I could totally see you in
a Raptor. Raptor R, maybe.
I think for him, a Raptor is like too stock. So
yeah,
really,
he'd rather have like
no the new Chevy. They have a supercharged Chevy that only made like a certain amount with.
Ooh,
like Fox built it out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I get one of those.
I saw like a tricked out Tundra that actually looked pretty sick recently.
150,000. Okay, so an S500 starts at 118. You could definitely buy some options.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Well, if that's cheaper than the G-Wagon, and I'm sure, yeah, that for the AMG package, probably like what? Like another 25? So yeah,
let's see, because
right
obviously you want the AMG.
Yeah.
Like, if we're really about it, you get the fucking S63. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That starts at 186.
I mean, this.
Damn. Not the budget. What's it called?
Just, I don't know.
Silverado 50, a Fox Factory Edition?
200,000.
It starts at 195. You can't afford it.
I'll sell my left nut to get the rest of the money.
Dude, can, that's we just, 10 bucks. Can we talk about how just outrageous some of these car prices are?
But
I mean,
do
just
people
absolutely
buy?
Outrageous.
But people still buy it.
For a car, I could never fathom spending that much money. I mean, I don't know.
It's just making bank, I guess.
No.
Have you seen the Instagram reels of like guys, like somebody that works at a dealership and just goes around and starts asking his coworkers what their car payments are and shit? Mm-hmm. Like, when I hear...
People in the car industry are the worst at that, for sure.
When I hear like how much people's car payments are, I my jaw hits the floor every time.
Yeah, some of them have like his and hers, and they're both like $1,000 a piece, and you're like, oh my god,
I can't. Yeah,
sir, did your family eat food?
Ramen.
Mm-hmm.
It's
all on a
soup.
Credit card. Yeah, toast sandwich.
The best.
This show is straight scandalous, bro.
It all gets worse.
I feel like they pick the women based on like.
Their knowledge,
how much butt cheek does she show when she wears a bikini? Like, I mean, it's crazy. Like,
and they're so nice to each other right now, but I bet in like two episodes, it's a fucking bitch.
Well, as soon as there's any competition over a guy,
I mean, bring more than a few women together to fucking talking shit.
I bet you she has an accent, British accent.
Is she British?
I bet you she is.
She looks kind of with the lips like that or whatever.
Yeah, she's definitely British.
And it. Hello. She's like that. I'm on Love Island.
they have the UK version of this show, brah.
Oh.
This is the American version.
Yeah, but there's still you'll still find your non-American people.
On the American show? Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
She has vitiglio. Vitiligo. Sorry. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. What?
She has vitiligo. You can see her skin is blotchy. See her legs?
Mm.
She has that
your skin
disorder.
Goes white.
Yeah, kind of like patchy and white.
Was it pigmentation? Whatever.
Yeah, it's like
she's kind of built that one.
Which one?
She's definitely British.
I still like the blonde one.
You're just a blonde guy. You like blondes.
She looks the least modified, I would say.
I think it's what she's wearing.
It's a huge part of it. The black girl's so hot too. The other black girl was so hot. Yeah, could these bikinis be any more scandalous right now? This is like Miami Beach.
Well, it's just, it's borderline ridiculous at this point. I mean, some of these outfits, I don't know.
Hey, people still watch it.
You know what?
Yeah, this is why they watch it. Oh my
God. It's so funny too, because I don't know what it is with girls in bikinis. It's like they don't get caught wearing the same bikini like for like more than once.
Well, definitely not on IG. Can't post the same. There are rappers that don't wear the same outfits.
Dude,
have you seen where they talk about that? They're like, I don't wear the same shit more than once.
Yeah. Which I find, yeah, that's just so, I'll never forget when me and my sister, we were talking about something and she was like, no, I can't wear that. And I was like, what? Why? Like, she's like, well, I've already taken pictures with this one. I was like, this is outrageous, dude. I can't believe this is actually a thought that goes through your head.
It just means you care what people on social media think of how you are perceived.
Yeah.
As far as wearing the same thing.
You think she broke her nose as a kid?
Is it tweaked?
Slightly crooked.
No, I don't think so.
Dude, Rob's nitpicking all the girls on Love Island. I love it.
She's got flaws, don't worry.
Wait, did she floss this morning, that one?
It's definitely crooked.
She got big old feet.
Is that a size 12?
Size 12.
She got Shaq shoes on.
Oh my God.
That show's straight scandalous, bro. Let me see that song. Down, 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 down. I'm still looking up cars, by the way.
Yeah, no, car prices are ridiculous these days.
No, I mean, maybe it's the import thing now, too.
Tariffs?
That might, yeah, maybe that's what it is with the car. I didn't think about that.
No, they'll sell you those prices and then still charge you those at the end of the day.
Crazy.
I mean, even a lot of Japanese cars are like, you know, assembled in Mexico and stuff, so there's probably going to be even more import, like more tax on, isn't there, between Mexico and the US?
I don't know
all the intricacies.
I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. I do remember reading about there was a lot of car sales before after the tariffs were announced, like people
after.
Yeah, oh, like
people, oh, after they people, were announced before.
People were buying like the local.
She's the modified one.
Mm. Yes.
Damn.
Built-in floaties.
She modified, but she's hot. All right, boys. Stay focused. All right. This is...
Whoa. James has a pillow over his garage.
No. Definitely not. Man. What? Oh my God. I'm distracted, dude.
Oh my God. You good today, Rob? Were you getting your hair cut? Is that why you were late?
No, I had to wait for Marine to get home so I can leave.
Mm. I forgot. Summertime now. Official?
Yeah, kids' last day of school was today.
Damn.
Oh, really? Dude, yeah. That feeling?
Are the kids just like over the moon right now? They're going to go to bed at like 1 a.m. tonight or something?
So they're actually with
so many video games.
They're with my mom right now in Escondido.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's so fun.
On a little weekend, or I guess a 3-day trip with her.
What do you got? What do you and Maria got planned for the weekend?
Not much.
Not going to do any.
No, they'll be back Friday, so we only have tomorrow. When I have work, she has work.
I don't know why I was assuming it was the weekend.
She looks like a stripper.
Welcome to the stage, Crystal!
I think she was in Honora.
Yeah, right. So notoriously I haven't seen any of the John Wick movies, but I might see the new one.
Dude, you Ballerina? Have to watch them all.
I know, I gotta watch
them. They are actually I've seen the first one front to back. I've only seen bits and pieces of 2 and 3, but I need to watch 2, 3 full. Is there gonna be a fourth one? Is that what it is?
Oh, you said a new one? Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a new one, Ballerina. It's the one with Ana de Armas. That's why I was saying I want to watch it.
Oh, isn't that one of your faves? Yeah.
Like Indiana.
So I like how that series just is
Cuban.
Right as the one movie ends, the next one picks up.
You always mention it, and that
great movie.
It's an inconsequential detail.
I like it. There's no like.
Do you watch it back to back right away? And you,
yeah, you got to.
You don't actually.
No, you don't.
They usually have them on the flights. The John Wick movies.
They're so popular.
I might have to do that on my Vietnam flight.
I didn't think about it till today when I was talking to somebody about it. But I watched Oppenheimer on the way to Japan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the irony of that? Oppenheimer's where they build the atomic bomb that they ended up dropping on Japan. See, I didn't think about that, but that it's kind of fucked up.
People were probably looking at you like, you motherfucker.
Because I was like, ha-ha! I was like, look at this shit.
So this is all they got your
see
ass.
See this shit?
Got to remind them on the flight over.
You lose it. Dude, James is the kind of guy to be like, as soon as that like nuke drops, he's like sitting at his chair, just like slow clapping, just like.
He stands up, just starting clapping.
Starts. He stands up and salutes. Everyone's looking at this guy like, what is he doing?
Now it's pretty morally questionable, to be honest, but for the meme, yeah, that's what I would do.
That's hilarious.
She looks like a Lion King character. I can't figure out.
Because she's black?
No, I didn't say that.
Dude, that's messed up, James. Dude, you profile someone like that? That's messed up.
No, it just says she reminds me of someone from Lion King.
Mufasa?
Scar? Mufasa! No. I just love getting my back blown out. And they're like, oh my God, that's so cool. Have you guys ever run out of gas before?
Knock on wood, no.
Never ever?
Never ever.
Knock on wood, too. I've also never run out of gas. I did come really close one time, and I know this because I like my car like sputtered, but I was like, I was so lucky because I was like, I was maybe 300 feet away from the gas station. I was so close.
Did you push it?
No, I didn't, like I didn't have to push it or anything like that, but I could just tell it was like really, really, really low. But no, never, never, ever. I think that they also, all these modern cars, I feel like they tell you like, oh, you got 5 miles left, and then you're like, I can wait. And then you get to zero, and then you could be at zero for like 30 miles.
They do that on purpose because people push it.
Yeah.
They tell you you're low at like 50 miles. Like, try and give you a heads up.
Which is, it's a good thing.
All right, turn this shit off, dude. It's fucking gay.
All the dudes are coming
gay.
In.
You know that they have to showcase all the women in the beginning because the couples that watch the show, you will never get the men involved in the show if you don't start.
Because, you know, it's like, babe, let's watch the show, right? Yeah. A girl trying to convince her boyfriend or whatever, and then put it on, he's like, okay, yeah, all right. That's pretty good, yeah. What's your Instagram? I ran out of gas yesterday.
No, you didn't.
With a Tesla? How do you fucking run out of gas with a Tesla, you numbnuts?
It was on my motorcycle.
You didn't have your reserve tank?
No, I ran out.
You do reserve?
Yeah, but kind of, I'll tell you the story, but...
Well, so also, notoriously, has a small tank.
Really small. It's like maybe 2 gallons. It's one...
Less than 2 gallons.
I ran out, and I topped it back up, and it was 1.6.
Jeez.
So it's nothing. So anyway, so I'm riding... like off Alton, I went to my dad's house to like kind of waiting out the rain, and ended up raining fucking basically all night, it seemed like. God damn. Yeah. And so all of a sudden, like, I start slowing down, and like my hand's on the throttle, and I'm just like slowing down, like, that's weird. I clutch in and then back out again. I start slowing down again, and I was like, wow, that's really fucking embarrassing. Luckily, though, I was less than a quarter mile from a gas station, and I was like, all right, here, I can either park this thing here, go buy a gas tank, come back, or push it. And I pushed it to the gas station
like a trooper.
Well, I pushed it most of the way, and then I flipped it on reserve, and then I totally forgot about the reserve, but then I flipped it over. And
a quarter mile is like, that's not that embarrassing. It wasn't mainly
the
flat.
Funny part is me pushing it across the street. <I'm>
it looks like you stole it,
because I'm yeah, I know it's. So I'm pushing it through like a business, like, you know, industrial area, yeah. Whatever. No one gives a fuck. No one's even there.
Yeah.
And then I get, it's the Cabela's. You know, the Cabela's off Alton?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in that business park, and I had to, like, I park it, and I go hit the green button, and then I get back to my bike, and then I push it across the crosswalk.
That's funny.
I feel like such an idiot.
Yeah, that's a...
That's funny.
That's funny, man.
So can you make it to work on a full tank?
Yeah. Yeah. This was coming home, so...
So you made it to work, and you're like, oh, I can probably make it back.
Yeah, I guess. I was very wrong.
Man.
Retard alert.
Yeah, no, I don't know why my thought was like immediately went to like, wait, this guy drives a Tesla, but then I was like,
oh. I've cut it close on the Tesla too, dude.
Oh, dude, you live life on the edge.
Dude, really? Yeah. I've cut it to where, I don't know if you've ever seen this arrow before, but it says you need to maintain this speed in order to make it to, it'll tell me you need to go below 50 to make it to where.
That's when you hit them with, shut the fuck up, I know my car.
No way.
I had it where it was like on zero, like, you know, 1% maybe. And it's like you put in the charging destination. First off, it's blasting like show chargers, you're out of range, you know. And then I click it and it's like, you need to maintain this speed in order. I was fine. I made it just fine.
Crazy.
I remember that one time when we went shooting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that 1%, 2%?
We're like, let's stop at a casino. They should have a charger for us.
There was one.
Okay, there were chargers, but we didn't have the adapter.
Yeah.
So we're like, I'll make it home. And then we're like, yeah, let's grab some food before we get there.
Did we stop and get food?
Yeah, we stopped. Nessie burger, yeah.
Yeah. Gotta get Nessie burger.
Well, I have some news regarding the wedding.
Oh, what's up?
This pertains particularly to the groomsmen. I've picked out the outfits.
Ooh, nice.
And I think that they're pretty fire, but I'm gonna verbally explain these outfits. So the fellas are going to be rocking tuxes.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're doing, it's a black on black tux.
Whoa.
With like a dusty rose bow tie.
Nice.
Okay. And like the studs are like black, obviously black or whatever, but yeah.
What are you wearing?
I have no idea yet. Okay. I would like to buy my outfit in Vietnam because I think
don't they do like good fittings there? Yeah. Don't they do like good alterations there? Yeah. On the low?
Yeah. Yeah, they do all, they have, especially this one city too, I think it's called, maybe it's Nha Trang or one of these other cities, but they have like all the different fabrics and like, yeah, the tailoring, you can get everything custom. So
I've heard in China and Vietnam, like, go there to get a custom suit.
Yes.
Because you'll spend a fraction of what you spend and it'll fit amazingly.
So that's the tentative plan. I mean, I'm going to Vietnam. It's actually going to be in like, I think less than 2 weeks now.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm going to Vietnam real soon.
So where in Vietnam? Saigon?
I don't know. I haven't looked at my itinerary. Mia actually.
You got to pick already?
Well, Mia shared it already with me. Yeah. But anyways, so I'm going to look at fabrics and like figure out what I want. But if that for whatever reason doesn't work out, which it should work out, but I have like a free rental with the suit, whatever, fryer if I need one. So it's like, but I don't know. I haven't exactly figured out what I want to wear, but I'm like 100% certain on the groom, because I think the groom, I think they look sick. I think they look super dope.
Black on black's pretty dope, man. Tux, that's crazy, dude.
What shoes can we wear?
Be styling.
Oh, the shoes. So yeah, it's funny you brought that up, because I think that Friar Tux shoes are just like literally cardboard flippers. Like, they're fucking terrible. So it's like, I'm gonna just leave it up to the groomsmen as far as like, you can rent if you really want, but it just has to be a black dress shoe that's not a glossy finish, just like the traditional black dress shoe. And that way, okay, you save like $30 if you just don't rent shoes. It's like so much easier.
Just go inconspicuous, like, don't have it stand out.
Like, you're gonna have us wear like Jordans or some shit.
No. I mean, you know, I was trying to keep it not complicated. Yeah. That's like the whole goal. But yeah.
I don't care about the dudes, bro. Can we watch something else? This part's gay, dude.
All right. You want me to exit out?
I do like the ladies.
You want me to exit out?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's distracting. There is no sports. You can't watch sports.
I can throw on the HBO Max and see if they have any live sports, but there's not that much going on. There's like the playoff stuff, but I don't know what times they're on or stuff like that. But let's see if we have access to anything on HBO. This is how I get live sports.
Oh, it's George and Eddie.
Can I go to this event?
Yeah, it's live.
No way I can watch live hockey right now. That's so sick.
Game on.
That's so cool that that comes with a Max subscription. I never knew that one of... Oh, goodness. So, yeah, I'm real stoked about that. Real stoked for the groomsmen outfits. I think they're going to look so fly. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll probably do something similar, but maybe some light variation. But what you guys are wearing is, like, I think is just so sick.
Mia, where are you guys going to Vietnam? I assume you're going.
I'm not going.
Well, okay. By okay.
June 19th.
No, where are you? Where? Yeah.
Ho Chi Minh City and Nha Trang. That's where the wedding is.
Nha Trang?
Nha Trang.
Where's that?
Just a beach town a little bit, like an hour away from Ho Chi Minh City.
Okay. Sweet. Back to fucking Nam. In the summertime.
Yep.
Mm. Heard good things.
I think it's going to be a little toasty. What do you think?
Dude, it was hot in January when I went.
Dude, it's going to be so fucking
hot. It was booty
hot.
Sweat.com when I went.
Yeah, Mia was even explaining to me. She's like, you need to like buy like new clothes. Like clothes that are like
the most breathable
the
thing.
Most breathable clothes, yeah. You can get.
Flip flops because it's so goddamn hot.
Dude, I refuse. Well, they're all wearing. I refuse to wear flip. Maybe I'll just get like some recovery type slipper things. Like, I don't know, almost like slides, I guess, kind of.
Not. Who are you mean?
Oh, they tied up.
Oh wow, 3-3. That's a banger game. This is game one too.
Yeah. The Edmonton Oilers.
So these two teams actually played last year in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Did they really?
Yep.
Oh, this is the finals?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Game one.
Oh, wow. I don't know shit about hockey.
I believe Florida won last year.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought Florida won last year. Doesn't Florida have, like, the best goaltender or something like that?
No idea.
I forgot what team it was, but there's this, like, one goaltender that's, like, the best goaltender by far.
Were you guys like me where you saw Mighty Ducks and you're like, I got to be a hockey player?
Yeah.
Dude.
Really?
I wanted to play hockey so bad.
I had no desire to play hockey when I was younger.
It was so fun.
I played street hockey with my neighbors growing up.
There's a buddy.
And then you're basically just role-playing, which is gay. Yeah.
There's a buddy in Mia's friend group, and he talks to me about he's in a hockey league, and he tells me he wants me to play so bad. And he's
a beer
like,
league?
It's just, yeah, I mean. It's
ice or roller?
But have you ever played, Blake?
No.
So playing with adults, I don't know how that's going to work just never played before.
Well, like
you're going to get smoked.
The thing is that it's ice hockey. I'm like, bro. I'm like, dude, like, you're telling me I got to skate? Like, dude, there's no way I can skate.
Your usefulness out there is going to be on zero, dog. Yeah. There's no way you can contribute.
That's what
to
I'm saying. Like, and you already know, like, dude, there's like hella gear and stuff that you got to fucking wear if you're playing ice hockey. Like, all the fucking padding, the helmet, the stick. It's like, dude, you know that's not cheap either.
I give it a shot.
No, it looks like fun if we're all garbage and we go play. That would look like fun. But if we're playing with dudes that are good, we don't stand a fucking chance.
Dude, see, I can't stop.
Yeah, it does look like fun to be able to do that shit where you slide sideways and stop. That looks like fun. I didn't know they only play for like a minute at a time.
Remember shifts?
Like, their shifts are fucking
shifts.
Short.
Yeah.
Like, they go 100% for a minute or so.
Yeah. But then when you switch, you have to just hurry the fuck up and get out on the ice.
Yeah, I see him like dive over the boards or whatever it's called.
Crazy.
There's only a few black guys, right?
Yeah.
Subban.
I think he's retired.
Subban, yeah. He was a defensive player, right?
I think so.
I'd love to go to a game. I haven't been to a Ducks game in like fucking 20 years, dude.
Really?
I've actually been wanting to take Mia to a game too. She would love hockey, like going to a hockey game. She's never been.
It looks
babe?
Lit.
Babe, you've never been to a hockey game, right?
Seems like they turn the fuck up.
Yes, no, I know that you played hockey for a period of time. When I first met Mia, this girl was like, I was like, oh, like, I was getting to know her. I was like, oh, like, what are you into? What do you do? She's like, well, like, you know, I play hockey. I do archery. I'm also a yoga instructor. And then I'm a banker, too. I was like, oh wow, this girl's got,
she probably,
this girl's got hobbies.
No, she's like, I'm talking to a white guy, let me tell him, I like hockey, because white guys like
I was,
Hunger Games in?
Is, I'll never forget when she told me all that. I was like, damn, dude, I'm such a loser. Like, I fucking just sit on the computer for like
just
8 hours a day.
And playing golf or what? Just,
I didn't even play golf at the time. I was
just jacking. That's the implication, yeah, man.
I'm just,
I wasn't even playing golf.
I was like, yeah, no, I kind of like the gym.
Yeah, it looks like fun. Yeah. Skating, dude, I haven't skated in 15 years, so I'm fucking donezo. There's no shot.
I'd have to get my own skates and have them molded to my feet.
They're so uncomfortable from what I remember. Like,
well, that because they're rental skates. Everyone's feet are
definitely
like,
outgroom.
Yeah.
Remember that guy that got his throat slit?
Yeah.
And like four people had heart attacks that day in the stadium.
Shit's insane.
It's like fun.
And you know I'm going like full cage over my mouth too. I ain't getting no fucking teeth.
I'm not
teeth.
Losing, any,
I'm not losing
teeth.
Any teeth over a hobby. Know what I mean?
Some people are willing to, dude. You look like kind of a loser. if you're playing a beer league.
I literally do not care.
You gotta have one missing tooth.
No way.
In the front? Yeah. That's psycho
well,
shit.
Well, like it's a badge of honor if you're a professional, but I'm not no professional. Yeah. Like,
if you're a college, semi-pro, pro, it's fine.
So I think
just dedication, I guess.
I think in the NHL, if you're born after a certain,
you're gonna say black.
No, if you're born after a certain year or something, you have to wear like that visor on your face. Something
really?
Weird. There's something weird with like there's like
with
a rule.
Age.
I don't remember.
I do know there's kids that are like, aren't there like 18-year-old kids that play this like in pro?
Yeah,
they're just like so skilled, and a lot of Canadian kids, right?
Well, yeah, you see like. Whenever they have the draft, like whoever goes like 101, they almost always end up like a star. Like the stars are like can't miss in hockey. Look how close this was. Did you guys see that live?
I honestly,
you can put your hand on it.
Yeah, you can catch it, but you have to like drop it right away.
I had no idea.
And you can't kick it in.
It looks like fun to go skate. Maybe we should go skating or. Roller rink looks kind of like fun. You know, the guys that...
Like roll bounce?
Yeah, that looks like fun, dude. Where they're all smooth and they're all like...
Here's the problem.
Synchronized? What?
I will say that...
Too white?
Whenever
we all are.
Whenever I do my long run, I always like run west. And I always run by the Ducks rink. Mm. And like they always have like whatever you want to call them, like the Little League version of roller hockey games there. And like, dude, that place is always... popping. There's so many people there, and like you could tell the kids love it.
It is so expensive to get your kids into ice hockey.
Is it really?
Dude, really?
Why is that?
It's sounds... like a few thousand
for real
just to get started. What, because the gear and the like
just like the
fee to play?
Just the fee to play.
Shit, I knew ice hockey is expensive.
Roller is cheaper for sure, but ice, if you're playing ice hockey, you are either really good or your parents just got cash.
But if you want your kid to like play college, it like has to be ice, no?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's fucking roller.
I wonder if that's... Is that literally just because of like the cost of operating like an ice rink?
Probably.
That's got to be what it is.
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably. I mean, roller hockey looks like fun, but it's gay compared to ice hockey.
You know, as a parent, you're like, please, God, I hope they like soccer. You know, it's like cleats and a soccer ball just aren't very expensive, you know?
Yeah.
Or Little League. Can't be that bad.
Yeah, but even as they get older though, like the bats are so expensive, and they want a bat every year.
That's fine.
And the gloves, you got to get them molded. Like, fuck.
That seems like I would be willing to spend money on that. That looks like.
Well, baseball is just like the best. The best though.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, soccer is just the cleats. That's it, I guess.
And shin guards.
Cleats, shin guards.
But the shin guards, I think you can buy once and let that last
you
for
pros
a few years.
Pros don't wear shin guards.
I know they won't wear shin guards.
But you know little Tykes just be fucking knocking legs left and right.
Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want to be in there without one, without shin guards, though.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Fuck.
Dudes be skating backwards at like full speed. What the fuck is that about, dude?
Mia...
Maybe we should do like
what,
a...
If all three of us are in a band, what are our roles in the band? What instruments or what position are we in the band?
Well, Rob could be the drummer.
Okay. Yeah, maybe she heard us talking when she was in the room over there.
Don't spoil it. Dork alert.
I'd be on bass. Damn, I don't want to be a bass player, dude.
No, the lineup is I'm guitar and Blake is singing.
I'm vocalist. You don't think I'd be the vocalist? You don't think I got
he
a
He wants to
voice?
Be the center of attention. That's like the ultimate.
Yeah,
the
loud center of attention.
That's like exactly what the lead singer does. That's perfect.
Damn.
Plus, you got to play bass, though, too. Sorry about it. You got to do it.
Yeah, apparently the singer always plays the bass.
In a trio, he has to.
Can we join like an adult sports league?
Yeah.
Of what?
Fuck anything, dude.
Anything?
Of course.
What are like the best beer leagues? Like,
I want the boys to get into pickleball so we can all go play pickleball.
Dude, softball?
Softball sounds like
Well, pickleball would be dope, but there's got to be four of us.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's four of us, but dude, pickleball is so much fun. So much fun. Pickleball.
Softball would be really fucking fun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, beer league softball. You know, did I tell you the story about Sean Koizumi invited me to his league and I played?
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. Mm. I don't know. The thing was that I didn't have cleats, and like running on dirt without cleats is just like a death wish.
Yeah. Try and stop or something.
Yeah, it's just it's impossible to like turn. Like running a straight line is no problem, but as soon as you have to round the corner, oh dude, you're so cooked.
Oh, were you rounding first?
Yeah, I was rounding.
Yeah, you hit a double?
I was rounding.
Okay.
I was terrified.
Yeah, big old wide, big wide left. Yeah.
I was out there, brother.
At least you had a double.
But no, what else would be good? I mean, I think beer pong could be like low key fun than like a casual
BP?
League. I've seen it before at like a bowling alley before. They have like a beer
pong.
Yeah,
I think Lake Forest has like a beer pong tournament.
I just don't want one of my hobbies to be drinking.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the only thing. As much as I do want that, I know it's not good for me, so I don't want to do that. But I love playing beer pong.
Kickball
would be fun as shit.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen it on TV. On like ESPN or some bullshit.
Oh, we did talk airsoft paintball. That would be really
that
fun.
Too?
Fun. Dude, yeah. Paintball would be so fun.
Yeah.
Something that's not golf.
Yeah. Golf's gay.
Come on.
It's so expensive.
You guys
and
are just trying to
so
tilt
long.
Me.
Hey, you want to wake up at 6 a.m. and spend the next 7 hours being gay?
Yes.
Yeah. Max was telling me he like one of his buddies from work was like, hey, can you come and fill in for softball?
Yeah.
You know? And he goes and he finds out the guy he's filling in for died.
Oh shit.
No way.
And they're commemorating his death at the game.
No.
So he's like, see you fucking later.
He left.
He left?
Yeah. It's so awkward. He's like, oh, I don't want to fucking do clay. Yeah, how crazy is that, though?
That's funny. Did they give him his old jersey, too?
I don't know. Could you imagine?
You're going to be number
69. 420.
It still smells like him.
I do wonder how he died, but I'm sure Max will text me after this comes out about his comments about every episode. Yeah, he's always got something. Some insight.
Oh, my God. All right. You guys ready for a little trivia?
Sure.
Yep.
All right. Your trivia question today is, what was the viral moment that created the phrase bricked up?
Oh, it was the Blue Chew.
Wait, are you talking about
like
within our or like this cultural zeitgeist of memes?
Well, like if you go on the internet and you look up like, oh, like where did this phrase come from? Like the most.
Don't tell us.
No, I know. But the most what they always say is that like, oh, like there wasn't like any nobody came up with the term. But there was a moment where something happened where the term became popular to say.
I gotta ask, is it from like a movie or is it from like a streamer? Because my brain goes to a streamer
well,
or a meme, an Instagram or something.
Hmm. I'm trying to think of a way to communicate something without totally giving it away. It came up
because I have no fucking idea.
Okay,
I have no idea.
It came up in an interview because of lyrics in a song.
Bricked up.
I was trying to kind of drop hints about it today. But it's just so funny because I was trying to talk about music and I dropped the name of the song that it's referenced to, but we were actually talking about music the entire time that we were here, so you're probably never gonna realize what song I was referring to.
You talked about it when we were talking about music?
I feel like it's some future song.
Is it a rap song?
Yes, it's a rap song.
Does Future sing it?
No.
No.
It isn't. It is obviously an artist. Future's a solid guess, but...
I think like Roddy Ricch or something like that.
The correct answer is that it is a reference to Jack Harlow's What's Poppin'. Because he's talking about like Shago, and Shago is like a reference to Kim Possible. And it got brought up in an interview when he was like joking that he was like bricked up thinking about Kim Possible. And then it just like caught on from there. It's like wildfire.
Oh, yeah. No, you just sang What's Poppin' one time. Yes. Earlier today.
Yes.
Yeah. With no context behind it. Exactly. No, I didn't put that together. But I see your subliminal mind games you're playing.
Brand new whip just hopped in. It's just so funny it's a Jack Harlow thing, because Jack Harlow has the viral, what was it again? Like, oh, I'm about my paper. Like, he has that.
So which one? I'm a bag chaser.
I'm a bag chaser.
$1 billion? No, Jack Harlow's hilarious. That song's a banger, too. I just want to be out there hitting slap shots.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hit the one-timers with the fellas.
Look at the soccer league. No?
My buddy Anthony's in a rec soccer league. He likes it a lot. He's obsessed.
Obsessed?
Yeah, no, he loves it. Damn. I mean, soccer, I think that the rec league soccer thing is fun, and I'll tell you why. The one detail or the one key about it, which I think is fun, is that it's not like a full 11-on-11 thing. It's like 6v6, and I think that is the key.
Is it a full size soccer field?
Because
I've seen guys play at the park. Not a full size field.
I don't think
a real soccer field is fucking enormous.
Yeah, no, it's huge.
Football field.
It's bigger than a football field, I think.
No, I think it is a smaller field, but I promise you, like, doing 6v6 on a smaller field is so much more fun than playing on a full-size regulation 11-on-11.
I used to play with buddies.
I mean, I hate playing full-court basketball, personally.
Yeah. Ooh, basketball
it's
league.
It's like gas.com.
We can do a basketball league. You good at basketball, Blake?
Fuck no.
I mean, neither am I.
What do you mean? You're tall, dude.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
doesn't mean
of course
skills.
It does.
Doesn't no, mean he can doesn't. Score. Doesn't Bro, mean he can be smooth
I
around
am
the basket.
Ass.
I'm not good either.
I'll fun.
Try, but
I'll
I'm not very fun. Good. I wish I could be a good ball handler. A dribbler. That's something I've never worked on, obviously. And when I see people that are good at, you know, they got good handles, I'm jealous. Because I got no fucking handles.
You want to be Kyrie Irving out there is what you're trying to say.
It's just, some sort of... skill at playing like point guard. I can't fucking do it at all.
Dude, I'll never.
I can't. I can only drive to the right.
I will never forget as a young kid, like just like playing like basketball like casually. I used to think I was pretty good at basketball, and then when I got to high school, I was just like playing pickup with like just some guys. But like one of these kids was on the basketball team, and this was just at your local 24. We were just goofing off, And of course, everyone prides in taking good defense. So I was like, dude, I'm a D up this
really?
Guy.
Okay.
So then, like, and this one guy, I will never forget. He fucking I was in his grill in the corner, and he went baseline on me, and I was like, I've literally never had anybody in my life take me baseline like that.
So he was in the corner, and yeah. You're guarding him, and he went in like
yeah, down he, just, the he just pump faked me going right, and then just went left down the baseline.
Oh, he got you looking like a fool up.
And you know, I was like, I was on the baseline essentially, and I was like, I cannot believe that this
Did
guy
he score.
I don't remember if he scored or not.
Did he just blow by you and you're like...
He just took me baseline and I just felt like a fucking idiot. I was like, I didn't think there was any chance that this guy could go baseline on me.
Maybe that's what he was...
But that's how I knew that this guy was... He played. Because I was like, holy shit. Like, he actually saw that and like took that opportunity. And...
I mean, dude, the difference between team basketball and pickup at the gym is obviously very different. But...
I hate the dudes that just cherry pick under the hoop. They don't run the court at all. They just, like, stand.
Honestly, bro, most people now are just shooters. Most people... Plus, you don't have to run as far if you're just shooting threes.
Yeah.
No one's trying to get under the fucking basket and block people or box people out. Everyone's just a shooter.
What a good Great Clips ad in this Florida-Edmonton
just
game.
Just dumb.
I wonder if it's only on...
I've played pickup games where a guy dunked, and I'm like, yeah, I'm...
see you guys later.
What, did he get all loud and crazy?
No. He was...
I take it he's on the opposing team.
He wasn't on my team.
That's for sure.
Luckily, I didn't get posterized.
Just balls to the face.
Have you seen that clip of Diddy getting jumped over and he stepped on his tippy toes to get balls on his head?
Yeah. Is that the dunk contest,
dude was a
right?
demon a long
it
time
was
ago.
The
yeah,
dunk contest. That's so funny. Bro's been a demon. What do you mean a long time ago?
Nah, I wish I had basketball skills, man. It looks like fun to be decent at it. I'm fucking garbage. Am I willing to put in the work? It's too fucking late, bro.
Fuck. I'm not doing
it. It's one of the highest reasons for like injuries for older people.
Dude, everyone's Achilles is just good.
Ankles, knees.
Fuck.
It's very common. My uncle tore his Achilles.
Damn.
Snapped it. He's pretty good.
My cousins were explaining the exact same thing about pickleball. That there's
lower body injuries because old people and lower body.
You just said that there's so many people that like pickleball just kind of revitalizes their youth and they just like do too much. And then, yeah, they get all of these lower body injuries.
Ankles
and literally we were talking about it and I'm dead serious. My cousin tore his ACL it was like the day before the wedding. We were playing pickleball as a family.
There's a new Superman. What the fuck? Sorry. Yeah, it's very common because it's obviously popular with older people who aren't like stretching before, and then they're getting, like you said, feeling youthful because the court's small, so you feel like you can get around everywhere, which you can. And then before you know it, they're stepping sideways, making jukes and cuts, and then
sit your ass down.
And then granny's out for the count.
My hip.
Your friend, what did you say? Your cousin tore their ACL?
Yeah, he tore his ACL.
Shit, bro.
Yeah.
Surgery?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Had to get surgery.
It's
so fun. Well, like, I found it at the moment. I thought it was funny because he got like okie doked on because of the spin on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's like kind of what caused it. And I like kind of needled him right when it happened. And I didn't realize that he was injured. And then I felt so bad when I realized that he was like actually injured. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I'm sorry. Shit.
Well, did he recover?
Yeah, no, he's fine now. I mean, he's recovered, but
he's still playing
pickleball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like
it'd
be hard to go back to.
Well, because it's my cousin Cody. He's in Florida now, so I don't know how much.
Oh, Seaman? I don't know Cody.
Seaman?
No, Seaman.
It's actually Cody with a K, but you know we'll call him Seaman for future reference, I guess.
Seaman. Cody!
Marshawn. What a great hockey name, Marshawn.
That's a French-Canadian-ass name right there. Florida Panthers. They have any Panthers in Florida?
Why is it the Gators?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. Tell you why I know this. Because Justin Thomas has a course that is in Florida that he's, you know, an investor in or owner of. And when they didn't have a name for the property when they were building and architecting the thing, And then one day they saw a panther paw print on the grounds, and they decided to name the course Panther National. True story.
Yeah, so some guy drew a little panther thing in the ground, and then they're like, oh my God, it's an omen. It's a sign.
It's a sign.
Mercury's in, or what is it?
Retrograde?
No, Gatorade's in microwave. Oh my God, I can feel it. So that's your proof that there are panthers in Florida?
Well, I think it's decent evidence that there's at least a few of those creatures around.
Maybe I think of iguanas and gators, obviously. Gators are the big one, but... Hence the gators. Florida panther. Puma. Yeah, they have them. Did you guys know that it wasn't until the 16th century that Italy got tomatoes?
What?
That's right.
And they've since just absolutely mastered that ingredient.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Interesting.
So tomatoes are native to the Americas.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So Spain went to the Americas. Shout out my main man. What was that, conquistador? Or Cortez? Came through and fucked some shit up, but... He brought tomatoes back to Spain, and then they made their way to Italy.
Mm,
and okay. Then, yeah, Italy just flipped that shit like crazy. Italy.
I just watched a food documentary on this Spanish chef, and dude, Spanish food low key looks so fire. Some respect on his name. I don't remember his name. Jose Andres is his name.
Was it in the Basque region or more like north?
I don't know. I mean, this guy. Well, he's just like a chef. And he just like has.
I just mean the style of the food.
Oh no, I mean Spanish food. They're kind of known for tapas, but they just like their presentation and just they're like because you have like the ham, like the
jamón,
like the hams and the cheeses. Like oh my God, and they do an incredible job with seafood too.
I'd like to go.
Yeah, and they were showing some like images of Barcelona, and I was like, oh damn, Barcelona looks hella nice.
It looks like a lot of culture there for sure, like history and culture.
Yeah.
Barcelona.
My dad told me his story of being in Spain, because obviously my dad knows Spanish, but he was like talking to the guy in Spanish, and like the guy like refused to talk back to him in Spanish because he just like wasn't from Spain. He had an accent.
Like a Cuban style accent?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, like just like clearly he knew that he wasn't from the country, so then mm-hmm. he just like didn't want to... Basically my dad was saying that like he just looked at me like I was some tourist, but I was just like, dude, like I'm literally talking to you in Spanish.
So you mean that guy's a piece of shit? Because fuck that guy.
But was he talking like proper Spanish or like...
I'm sure it was intelligible enough for him to fucking speak.
Yeah, like, I know, but you know how some people are like...
No, I don't think that's okay.
Stuck up and like, I don't want to talk to you, you're not from here kind of thing.
Yeah, it's called being like a xenophobe or a racist, but yeah, a bigot. Typically, I mean, people like when you speak to them or try make an effort, but... That sounds like a fucking asshole.
Got any rappers this EP?
Oh, look, that's Wayne Gretzky.
The GOAT.
Well, he's not the GOAT anymore. It's fucking, what's his name? Forgot his name already.
Okay.
Ovechkin. Ovechkin, you didn't hear? He passed his record for most goals all time.
No.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Need a hot dog real bad.
You got her accent. You got her voice down pretty good.
That was so good.
Real bad. She's got a funny voice.
What is that? Is that from is that from Legally Blonde?
I feel like it is. Because I liked that movie when I was a kid, but what, like it's hard? Terry Wallace.
Smoochie Wallace, Nevada State.
T Grizzly.
Smoochie Wallace.
Ooh, that's a good... I'm going to ride with Rob on that one because that's a fire guess.
It is T Grizzly.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Dude, I rode with you
first
too,
try.
Bro.
Let's go.
I did it because you guys always... Well, Blake always guesses T Grizzly.
So no, what do you mean?
You always guess T Grizzly.
No, we've definitely guessed
it. You've guessed it so many times. I wanted to hit you with an alley-oop on this one. What would have been funny is if Rob got it and then you didn't. You were like, nah, it's not that, you fucking idiot.
Hell yeah. Let's fucking go, dog.
Let's go.